আমরা শ্রবণ করছি শ্রী শ্রী বৃহৎ ভাগবতামৃত।
We are hearing from Shri Shri Brihat Bhagavatamrita. We were hearing from Gop Kumar that as many lokas, planetary systems, there are in this universe, the greatest is this Bhauma Vrindavan. It means representation of Shri Vrindavan Dham on earth. This divine, purest love doesn't exist anywhere else than here. And Gop Kumar, he is narrating about Braja Bhakti to Mathura Brahman Jana Sharma. So whatever Gop Kumar has experienced, whatever darshans of the Lord he has received, he is narrating to him. This Brahman Jnana Sharma, he didn't know about this soul. He was very greedy Brahmana. He didn't possess material wealth, so he was praying for that to Devi, to the goddess. So by the blessings of Devi, Kamakya Devi, he was able to give up those desires for material wealth. And along with Gop Kumar, he has visited different divine places in Shivraja Dham. Gop Kumar, he has received the name Swarup for the Lord Shri Krishna himself. And upon instruction of Srimati Radharani, Swarup of Gop Kumar, he has narrated to the Brahman Jnana Sharma, getting a good association is not easy. It is really a matter of good luck. It is very rare. After many, many births, if someone is fortunate, such a person will get good association. There are so many bad persons in this world, persons immersed in material consciousness. And scriptures are saying that to get in touch with a good person, it's not so natural. It's the matter of a good fortune, being lucky to get such an association after many, many births. What do we consider a fortunate person? To be nicely dressed, to wear sunglasses, etc. But that's not real good luck, good fortune. Good fortune is that after so many births, to get association of a sadhu, of a saint, saint or a sadhu is not a person who does what they want. Whom are we calling bhakta, a devotee of the Lord? We should understand that. scriptures at many places are describing, "Hey, fortunate one, hey, the one that gained good luck." Who are such a persons? Those are persons who get association of bhaktas, devotees of the Lord, sadhus or saints. Those persons are fortunate. This is how scriptures describe fortunate person, to get such a rare association of a devotees of the Lord, of the saints. So Padma Purana is saying that that is the matter of many, many lives. Narad Muni himself is saying so, that upon the fall, the fruits, the results of many, many fortunate birds, a living entity gets a good sangha or a good association. Bad association is easy to get, but to get good association is a matter of good fortune. Sat, or the one who is truthful, is sadhu, or a saint. So when someone is fortunate after so, so many births, they get association of a devotees of the Lord. They get guru, spiritual master. All the words in superlative are kept for that good fortune of getting association of a devotee of the Lord. When someone gets such a rare good fortune, they get association of sadhus, saints, of devotees of the Lord. And when someone gets such association, then their whole life is fortunate. So, Radharani bestowed a special mercy, unconditional mercy, upon Jnana Sharma. Mother Kamaka Devi, she is the supreme Vaishnavi, and Brahmana Jnana Sharma took initiation from her. And this Kamaka Devi, she was praying to Srimati Radharani to bestow mercy upon her disciple, Mathura Brahman Jnana Sharma, so that some fortune, that in some life he may get the good fortune. This is how Guru prays for a disciple, that such a disciple, after so many births, would finally get a good fortune and be engaged in spiritual life. Spiritual master is not praying for the material wealth of a disciple, but for the spiritual life. So Kamaka Devi, goddess Kamaka Devi, she was praying to Srimati Radharani, "Please, my dear Srimati Radharani, please bestow your mercy upon my disciple." So although this disciple of goddess Kamaka Devi, Mathura Brahman Jnana Sharma, he was interested in wealth, because he was poor, still by the blessings of goddess Kamakya Devi and her praise for Srimati Radharani, he was able to gain such a supreme blessings of association of Gop Kumar and learning from him. In order to get such a perfection, sadhaka a devotee practicing devotional service, they need to practice so much of devotional service to further on get all the ecstatic symptoms of the pure love for the Lord. There is so much strict sadhana to be performed. It's been told that Goloka Dham, supremely situated Goloka Dham, is Madhurya Dham. It means that Madhurya, the transcendental loving sweetness of the Lord, is present there so much that in actuality Aishwarya, all the opulence of the Lord, is almost not seen. It is covered by supreme presence of Madhurya, transcendental loving sweetness of the Lord, Shri Krishna. So Mathura Brahman Jnana Sharma, he has received knowledge because Goddess Kamakya Devi, she was praying that he gains the supreme knowledge about Lord Shri Krishna. And Srimati Radharani, she bestowed these blessings. She has instructed Gop Kumar to teach Mathura Brahmana Jnana Sharma. So Gop Kumar humbly, he was saying, I don't have no knowledge, but the Lord mercifully has bestowed knowledge upon me. And Gop Kumar, he was narrating to Jnana Sharma that whatever he's speaking by the mercy that he has received himself. So Gop Kumar was saying that the Lord is giving remembrance to him, that otherwise it would be easy to forget it all. But by the mercy of the Lord, that whatever he is speaking by that blessing. And he is telling, O Supreme Brahmana, I am speaking to you. And I'm having feeling, I understand, that you have understood what I'm speaking to you, that you are listening and understanding. And Srimati Radharaniju, she personally instructed me to speak to you about the service of my Lord Shri Krishna. So upon instruction of Srimati Radharani, giving up the service of my Lord Shri Krishna, I was sitting in this kunja and waiting for you. Why? Because Srimati Radharani, she has given to me such instruction. And upon such instruction, above such instruction, there is nothing else. Her instructions are the supreme one. So, upon serving Shri Krishna, he was so pleased, and then by him being pleased, Srimati Radharani has bestowed such a blessing. and I'm following these blessings of Srimati Radharani. And upon blessings of Srimati Radharani, Sri Krishna was much, much more, million times more pleased with me. So it is not that I'm doing something on my own. This is all upon blessings of my Srimati Radharani. By her blessings, I was able to please my Lord Sri Krishna.
Sadhya Vashikarana Churna Mananta Shaktim Tang Radhika Charana Renum Anusmarami. Arthat, Shiv Brahma.
This shloka, this verse is saying, Lord Shiv, Srila Shukadev Goswami, Lord Brahma, they are not even able to get the darshan, the vision of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. But by the mercy of Srimati Radharani, it is possible. So what is impossible is possible by the mercy of Srimati Radharani. And Gop Kumar is saying, by her mercy, by the mercy of Srimati Radharani, by her blessings, everything is possible because her purest love, praying for Sri Krishna, is the supreme. She is the goddess of prem. She is the goddess of the purest love for Sri Krishna. So upon her blessings, all the perfections are possible. To say it in the simple Bengali words, when someone gets the blessings of Srimati Radharani, they don't need to wait for the blessings of Sri Krishna anymore, because her blessings are the supreme. Whole Vrajadham is calling her name. All the creepers, trees, everyone is calling the name of Srimati Radharani, Radhe, Radhe. It is very easy to get the mercy of Sri Krishna upon taking shelter at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. So Swarup Gop Kumar was narrating all this to the Mathura Brahman. But even after so much of narration, Mathura Brahman, Jnana Sharma, he didn't get prem, he didn't gain supreme love for Sri Krishna. So what did Swarup Gop Kumar do? He bestowed his hand upon the head of Jnana Sharma. And at that moment, Sri Krishna Leela has manifested to Jnana Sharma. So the mercy of the great soul, Mahatma, is very important. This is how Krishna Prem has arisen in Brahmana Jnana Sharma. The supreme mercy is coming further on upon the blessings of sadhus, saints or Mahatmas, great souls of the Lord. So they are representatives of the Lord. When someone meets a real sadhu, real saint, it is very special. Such a sadhu, he doesn't need much, just a simple place to sit. So why such a sadhu is going from door to door? They are going to bestow mercy upon those living at those homes and to save them from the constant repeated presence in material life. This is why saints are going from home to home. So the sadhus are wandering through this world so that they can bring the message of the Lord to the unfortunate souls of this world that are being engaged and immersed in material life. So that is the desire of great souls, that they bestow mercy upon these unfortunate souls living in a material world. Shri Jagannath Babaji Maharaj, Shri Jagannath Baba, he was living in Vrajadham for a long time, and the desire appeared in his heart to go to Shri Navadvip Dham to get the mercy of Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He was so old, he couldn't walk anymore. He had a disciple, Bihari Das. He was Vrajavasi, he was born in Vraja, but he was not learned. He couldn't read. He didn't study, but he was fixed in his faith to Baba, to Jagannath Baba. He was completely surrendered to him. He was carrying Jagannath Baba in a big bag, in a big... In a big, big bag that he was carrying on his head. So in such a senior age, Shri Jagannath Baba, he desired to go from Vraja to Navadvip. Maharaj is asking so that there is a peace amongst devotees listening. So Bihari Das, he immediately agreed. He was ready to carry his spiritual master, his guru Jagannath Baba. He would carry him upon his head. Is that ordinary? That's not ordinary. Living entities, when someone is sick or old, they're being carried on the head. So, it is not so ordinary, again, to take such a special care as Bihari Das, disciple of Jagannath Baba, was taking of his dear spiritual master, Jagannath Baba. So when they arrived to Navadvip, Shri Jagannath Baba, he was very thankful. He was thanking his disciple, and Bihari Das, his disciple, has told, "No need to thank me, Baba, that's my duty. Whatever I've got, it's by your mercy. How can you say that you are Now that you need to give something to me. That you are remaining the one that needs to give something in return. That's natural for me as your disciple to serve you. I don't need anything. But Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj again and again, he was asking Bihari that he takes blessings from him. Not any ordinary blessing, but the divine blessing. As Bihari Das was so happy and thankful that he can serve his spiritual master, he didn't have what to speak of any material desire, but he didn't have any desire. After long, long time of thinking, he has asked to be blessed so that he can learn, that he can read Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and learn about glories of Lord Gauranga. And Sri Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, he has blessed his dear disciple Bihari Das to be able to read Chaitanya Charitamrita. And although he has never learned to write or read Bengali, instantly Bihari Das was now able to read Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita upon divine blessings of his guru, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. He was able to read it and to understand it properly and also explain it to others. So, upon the blessings of a sadhu, of a guru, all perfection is possible. Only if someone commits offenses, then he's not able to gain perfection of the blessings that he has received. So sadhus are wandering through all the creation. The sadhus, saints, they're wandering to bestow blessings upon unfortunate living entities living in the material world, being immersed in material life. There is only bad fortune. So in order to perform devotional service, the blessings of sadhus, saints are required and necessary. It's necessary to take shelter of sadhu, guru and Vaishnavas, shelter of their lotus feet. So, if there is some perfection of sadhana in Bhakti Marg, at the path of Bhakti, devotional service to the Lord, that's possible to gain. Perfection is possible to gain upon the blessings of sadhu, guru and Vaishnavas. What is Vaishnava Dharma? Dharma, or the nature, the intrinsic nature, or the Dharma of Bhakti, is to follow in the footsteps. Anungatya means following in the footsteps. Just by Anugatya, following in the footsteps on this path of Bhakti, then all perfection is possible. it's possible to gain if the supreme blessings of Manjari Bhav, following in the footsteps in Manjari Bhav, sadhana. And then upon the supreme blessings and following in the footsteps of Srimati Radharani, we can gain the blessings, the mercy of Sri Krishna. If someone is thinking, I am independent, svatantra, and I will gain everything on my own, it's not possible. Such a person won't gain anything. If sadhak, a devotee, is svatantra, independent, he won't gain anything. But if he is following in the footsteps, give up that independence, then such a devotee will gain all perfection, following in the footsteps of sadhu, guru and Vaishnavas. So Gop Kumar Swarup, when he bestowed his hand upon head of Mathura Brahman Gyana Sharma, then he started crying, looking for Lord Shri Krishna. He started crying in pure love for Shri Krishna, searching for Lord Shri Krishna. So, Swarup, he is Shiksha Guru of Brahmana Gyana Sharma. And getting the mercy of his Shiksha Guru, Swarup or Gop Kumar, now Gyana Sharma, Mathura Brahmana, he was crying in purest love for Sri Krishna, going from kunja to kunja and crying, Hey Krishna, Hey Krishna. He was pleading, praying, Oh Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, please give me your mercy, give me your mercy, appear in front of me. And instantly he was able to hear the voice of Lord Sri Krishna calling for his cows, the voices and playing of the horn of so many cowherd boys that were going along with Sri Krishna. Then he could hear the flute that Sri Krishna was playing. Then he could see how the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, supremely effulgent, he was approaching. And he was narrating how beautifully he was dressed, how shiny and beautiful he himself was. And shining in his beautiful dress, how Karnika flowers were at his ears. All this description is given by Srila Sanatana Goswami. When Lord Sri Krishna is coming, he's looking as if lion is coming. Around his neck, there is Vaijayanti mala, flower garland made from at least five different kinds of forest flowers, very long garland, coming at the lotus feet, ankles of Lord Sri Krishna. He's looking, Lord Sri Krishna is looking as a lion. A lion has a very wide chest, but his waist is very thin. This is how Lord Sri Krishna looks like. He has a thin waist as a lion, and his chest is very broad. when someone is eating too much, their belly is huge. But Lord Shri Krishna, he had a thin waist, as a lion. And someone may think that the cowherd boy would be dressed in some gamsha, in a towel only. But no, Lord Shri Krishna was so nicely dressed by his mother Yashoda. He was so nicely dressed. Mother Yashoda has dressed him so nicely, and she has decorated him so nicely, that even greatest learned persons were not able to describe properly his beauty, his elegance, his beautiful gait. He was so mind-enchanting, walking slowly, slowly, playing his flute, his eyes being so restless like Kanjan bird. Kanjan bird is dark as a bumblebee, dark bumblebee, and is very shiny. And the eyes of that Kanjan bird are restless. It's looking here and there, So, in this way, Lord Shri Krishna is looking. He's restlessly looking here and there. And wherever he looks, all the moving and non-moving living entities are in complete bliss. In complete bliss, getting the restless look, the restless gaze, the restless look bestowed by Shri Krishna upon them. So Lord Shri Krishna was approaching, playing his flute, accompanied by so many cowherd boys playing their horns. Lord Shri Krishna is playing his flute, and a nectar-like sound was coming. Lord Shri Krishna was walking slowly, slowly. Sakas were coming. His friends, cowherd boys, were coming along with him, along with Shri Krishna. Srila Sanatan Goswami is describing, when Lord Shri Krishna is walking, he's walking slowly, and he's playing his flute, and the nectar sound was coming from his flute. So step by step, Lord Shri Krishna was coming along with his friends, cowherd boys. So in the next portion, in the next katha, we are going to continue hearing about these topics. By the mercy of Lord Shri Krishna, by the mercy of Srimati Radharani. And today, we are putting our katha to rest here.
Shri Shri Giriraj Maharaj Ki Jai Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran Ki Jai Shri Vedavyas Bhagavan Ki Jai Shri Shri Brihad Bhagavatamrita Ki Jai Srila Sanatan Goswami Prabhupad Ki Jai Shri Shri Damodar Vrata Ki Jai Vratokari Samasta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Apan Apan Shri Guru Maharaj Ki Jai Ajker Ananda Ki Jai समागत समस्त भक्त मंडली की जय। जय जय श्री राधे श्याम नित्याय गौर हरि वा।